Han var, je vår och je vår kvinser på. Amen. Today, in the Armenian church calendar, it is known in Armenian as Merelotspor, or Merelotspatara. That is, the day of the deceased, or the liturgy of the deceased. And today, we celebrate those who have passed away, and we remember them. This always happens on the day following one of the tabernacle or major feasts of the Armenian church. And we only have five major feasts in the Armenian church. Christmas, Easter, Resurrection, the Feast of the Transfiguration, the Feast of the Assumption of Mary, and the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. And because four of the five of these feasts always happen on a Sunday, usually the day of the deceased, the day of the dead, is the following day, which is a Monday. But in the Armenian church, because Christmas is movable, it's always January 6th, and so that means always January 7th is the remembrance of the deceased. It happens to be on a Sunday today. And you will see this take place this afternoon, or after Batarak ends, and it is a very long list of deceased. The reason we do this, the question naturally arises, why do we remember the dead? Why do we pray for the dead? Because there's this understanding, this misunderstanding I'm going to call it, that once they're dead, they're dead. There's nothing that can be done for them. It's over. It's done with. Their lot has been drawn. But for the Orthodox and for the Apostolic Church, that's not what we believe. We believe that if we pray for the dead, it helps them. How it helps them, we don't know how. Just as I pray for you, I don't know how my prayers help you, but I believe that they do help you somehow. Otherwise, I wouldn't pray for you. Likewise, we pray for the dead, asking for God's forgiveness, asking for God's mercy upon them. This dates back to the early church, when faithful would come together on the graves of the martyrs and celebrate liturgies there. We believe that our theology is so deeply intertwined with this concept, because our understanding of life, death, and eternity revolve around the resurrection. We believe in the resurrection, and we believe in the resurrection of all the dead. If we don't believe in that, as St. Paul says, this is all for nothing. There's no point in doing any of this. But we also believe in the doctrine which is called the communion of saints. The communion of saints is this idea, this theology, and this doctrine that those that have passed on and those that are living are connected with one another. There is no divide between us. This is where the idea of the church triumphant and the church militant happen. The church triumphant are those that have passed away, those that are dead, those that have died, because they have triumphed over this world. They are no longer fighting the battle. They have won the battle and they have moved on. Whereas we, the church militant, are still fighting in this world. We're still fighting against injustice, fighting against sin, fighting against the devil, constantly. We must always be on our guard against him. But we also believe that not even death can separate these two churches. For the universal church that exists is combined or composed of these two churches, and they come together at times. And we're going to see when they come together. But not even death can break that bond. This can be a reality that the churches are combined and that heaven and earth are here because Christ became man, took on flesh, lived with us, died for us, and was resurrected for us. When God became man, God, who was up in heaven, came down to earth, and when he did that, he united the two together. There is this concept, unfortunately, in the West especially, that we live in what's called a two-story universe. This idea that God, the angels, the saints, and even all of our loved ones are up in heaven. Up, we say. Up in heaven, up there. We live on the earth down here. Just like in a house, You may say, oh, somebody's living upstairs and I'm downstairs. And once in a while, we think God will come down those stairs, perform a miracle, and then run back upstairs real quick. And we won't see him. And that he's far away from us. And if we call loud enough, right, if we pray loud enough, he might come down for us. This is a very huge problem in the West and even in the East, but for Christians in general. Because when we believe this, we believe then that God, the saints, the angels, and all of our loved ones are so far away that we can't reach them. And it's up to them to come to us. But when Christ became man, he united heaven and earth together. There's no longer a divide between the two. They are united as one. And as we would say in English, we live and believe in a one-story universe. We are all on the same plane. God, all the saints, all the angels, all of our loved ones are here with us now. We believe in this two-story universe because of Satan. If Satan can convince us that God is so far away, then we say to ourselves, then what's the point? God has abandoned us. God is not with us in our troubles, in our disappointments, in the death of our loved ones. God is far away. And we ask these questions and we say this, why would God allow this to happen? He doesn't understand. He's so far away from me, I don't feel him here. We sometimes think this about our loved ones too, who have passed away. They are no longer with us, we say. But they are with us. They are here. When Satan convinces us that he is far away, then we lose hope. Then we start to doubt. And then we feel he has abandoned us, and we in turn abandon him. Christ has given us a very promising promise. His final promise, he says, I am with you always until the close of the ages. His name, Emmanuel, literally means God is with us. He is not far away. He is here present now. We recognize every Sunday during the Divine Liturgy this reality that these two churches are united together. There is a point in the liturgy that you will see, and if you take your Badarach books and you open to page 35, from pages 35 to 38, this section in Armenian is called the Hishadavutyun, the remembrance. Sometimes it's referred to as the intercessions. But in English and in Greek, it's referred to as the diptychs. The diptychs, those of you that know art, have heard of diptychs and triptychs. This means three leaves or three panes, three things. But in this one, it's diptychs, two panes. And the reason for this is there are two churches. If we look at the altar and we think of the altar and understand the altar as the throne of God upon which Christ is seated in the chalice when it is placed here, he is seated at the throne. He is looking out towards us. This side of the altar is called the right side, and this side is the left side then. His right and his left. And what ends up happening at this page, on page 35, you'll see it during the Badarach today, all the deacons come from one side of the altar and go to this side. They go from the left side to the right side. It's not because they're tired. It's not because they want to change a position or to see their height's good side. Okay? They go to the right side of the altar because it is on the right side of the altar that all of the church triumphant are remembered. Those who have passed away, those who are victorious, those who are seated at the right hand of God now are remembered on that side of the altar. And you see all the saints' names that are remembered. And then the last one, all of those, men and women, old and young, everyone who has passed away, may they be remembered in this sacrifice. Then they all go to the left side, where the Zingor Agan, the church militant, are remembered. That's us. That's where the priests are remembered, the bishops are remembered, the Catholicos is remembered, the kings are remembered, all of those that are still living are remembered on this side of the altar. And then they go back to their places. And so what happens is, during the Badarak, at this moment, the church triumphant and the church militant, those that have passed away and those that are living, are united together in one place. This is what happens during the Badarak. It's not just a performance we do so people can hear us. It is a time when our loved ones are brought to us and remembered. They are here living with us, worshiping with us, and praying with us. In the 4th century, there is a saint whose name is Saint John Chrysostom. In Armenian, Vosketeron, golden mouth. Because everything that came from his mouth was like gold. Saint John Chrysostom was the patriarch of Constantinople, present-day Istanbul. And he was in the Hagia Sophia. And while he was there, he was performing services. And actually, I don't know if he was in the Hagia Sophia at the time. So don't quote me on that. But he was performing services and celebrating the liturgy. And as he's celebrating the liturgy, just like today, unfortunately, people back then didn't go to church. They actually went to the races, to gamble. And I know none of us Armenians go up to Oklahoma on Sundays. But they would go, and they would gamble, and the church was empty. And so when he was celebrating the liturgy, and there was one deacon with him, the part of the liturgy came when he turned around to give the sermon. And the deacon said, "Father, there's no one here. Who are you going to preach to?" And he said, "Let the angels listen and learn something." He understood that the church was full of angels, saints, and loved ones. Even if to our eyes it is empty, it is still full. This means then, if we want to see our loved ones, if we want to commune with them, and if we want to be in one spirit with them, those that have passed away, our great, 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 great ancestors, if we want to be with them, we need to be in the church. We need to be here with them, and we need to pray for them. Nothing, St. Paul says, can separate us from the love of Christ. Not even death. And so today, on Merelot's Od, on the day of the deceased, we remember that. We celebrate not just the loved ones that we've had, but we also celebrate the reality of the resurrection. We celebrate that Christ has come into this world, united heaven and earth together, died for us, and was resurrected for us, so that we too may be resurrected and live eternally with him. This is the truth, and this is why traditionally in Armenia, especially in the old country, priests on this day would go to the graves and bless the graves. Not to make them look nice, but they would go to the graves to preach the gospel to the dead and tell them, wait a little bit longer. The time is coming when all those who are in the graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man and will come out. That time is coming. And I hope and I pray we be made worthy to be resurrected with our loved ones and be found righteous in the eyes of God. Amen. Amen.